Her wife of Kurt Cobain of Nirvana, she is 61. Jim Kerr from the band Simple Minds is 66. Also, Kelly McGillis, she was Tom Cruise's flight instructor in Top Gun. She is 68. Tom Hanks is 69 today. Actor Jimmy Smits is 70. And John Tesh is 73 today. Also born on this day, Brian Dennehy, best known for his work in Cocoon, and also he was Chris Farley's dad in Tommy Boy. He was born on this day in 1938. If today is your day, on behalf of all of us here, we wish you a very happy birthday.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
For convenience and cost efficiency, a gas-heated home is your natural choice with natural gas provided by Portland Natural Gas. When you have natural gas in your home, you can have savings in your bank account. Natural gas is the most efficient energy source and can save you up to hundreds of dollars a year compared to other fuels. So for the energy cost you can live with, make the natural choice. Natural gas from Portland Natural Gas. For more information, call 325-6776.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
And now, Portland's news brought to you by Portland Natural Gas.
On this program, the Allen County Sheriff's Office views. They do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to another episode of The Loyal Opposition, the show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That's why we're here, to air the voice of the dissent through the supermajority's policies and ideas. I am Len Asante, and to my right is...
Carolina Kelly.
And we are...
The Loyal Opposition.
On today's show, we're going to be speaking with Brendan Pupbury, spokesperson for the Tennessee Senate Democratic Caucus. We are going to be interviewing Anavia McLeod and Kim Baker about entrepreneurship. And, of course, we've got the weather. It is 84 degrees and mostly cloudy here in Portland. Going, some thunderstorms are in the area, especially to the south of here. Going down to 70 tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same. High 88, low of 71. All right. Carolina, we've got a lot going on.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to, I think, kind of get right into it. On the phone with us, we've got Brendan Pupbury, spokesperson for the Senate Democratic Caucus in Aaron and Nashville. Brendan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so well, Lynn. Thank you for having me on the Loyal Opposition.
Okay, all right, thanks. For those of you who don't know, Mr. Pupbury's here is one of my key sources of information. So when I complain about stuff on the show, he's one of the thing. He's one of the people who gives me stuff to complain about. So thank him whenever you get a chance. Okay, hey, they passed... It looks like our Republican supermajority, Brendan, passed some bills this past session, and a lot of them are going into effect, well, just went into effect July 1.
That's correct. That's correct. This you know, they passed hundreds of bills in just a few months' time. And let me tell you, they don't even know what most of their bills do.
Well, if they're passing them that fast, do they even have time to read them all?
Well, that's all part of the scheme, is that you just they rush things into law for their lobbyist handlers, and if there are any mistakes, and there always are, they promise to come back and fix them next year, which they always have to do. So, if anyone who follows the state legislature has probably heard the phrase or heard a lawmaker use the phrase "cleanup bill," well, that just speaks to how careless the first bill was. And oh boy, did we get a lot of that in 2025.
Does anyone hear him?
Barely.
Okay, Brandon, with that in mind, we've got a list here of some of the top worst new laws. Or I don't know if top worst is a good way to saying it, but some of the worst new laws in Tennessee in 2025. I thought we'd go back old school, do a little David Letterman top 10 countdown. Top 10 most worst new laws in Tennessee in 2025, and we're going to start off with number 11. Yes, because folks, there aren't 10, there are 11. How about that? So, Brandon, why don't you run them down for us? The top 11, starting with number 11, repeal diversity goals for state boards.
Yes, number 11. This is Senate Bill 1235. So, Republicans passed right now in state law. There is a provision on all of these boards, you know, boards that oversee health, consumer protections, and education, and economic development. There's a provision in state law that says the legislature or the appointing authority shall strive to make sure the board's makeup is close to the representation of the whole population of Tennessee. And now that could be by gender, that could be by skin color, that could be by, you know, socioeconomic status. Well, what number 11 on our list does, this was a Republican-passed bill and only had Republican votes. What it does is it strips out of state law in every single instance where a state board shall strive to appoint members that would make the board's makeup representative of the people of Tennessee. And what is truly horrific about this bill is that it also gives white citizens a civil right to file lawsuits against boards and commissions that have appointed black and brown people. So if an aggrieved white person sees that a black or Asian person has been appointed to a board, they now have a legal right to file a lawsuit in court to challenge the appointment of that person. But here's why it's so insidious. It doesn't go both ways. There is no right of action to file suit if you are wanting to challenge the appointment of an unqualified white person to the board. It is it's an ugly, ugly bill that's going to reduce representation for black and brown Tennesseans on issues that really matter. Well, like I said, whether it's consumer protection, health care, you name it.
Unbelievable. All right, Brandon's not quite on the board with the Letterman top 10. He's kind of going a little slower, so we're going to prompt him to speed up a little bit with number 10.
Okay. I'll juice it.
Okay. The 10th worst law in Tennessee is?
Yes, this is the law shields the gun industry from lawsuits, even in cases of proven negligence. So, you know, this law here just allows gun manufacturers really a blanket get out of jail free card, even when their products are proven to be negligent and hurting Tennesseans.
You know, unbelievable. Yeah. Number
I'm
9.
Sure these Republicans are going to give guns the right to vote.
I pretty much pretty soon, yeah. I guess unless they're black guns. Anyway, number 9, law stymies efforts to regulate toxic forever chemicals.
Oh, yeah, this is nasty. You've probably heard the term forever chemicals or PFAs. These are
these are toxic things that are linked to cancer and all sorts of other things. And so this law makes it harder for health officials to regulate these things in our water, in our air, until people get hurt. Ah, it was passed for big chemical. It's a gross bill.
Oh, it's gross. All right. Number eight, healthcare providers licensed to deny care.
Yeah, this was backed by a big conservative think tank funded by billionaires, extremists, and they, you know, who this group also opposes reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, gender affirming care, you name it. So now in Tennessee, medical providers have the right to deny you care if they don't like who you are. It's a license to discriminate.
That's incredible. Number seven, law bans government diversity initiatives.
Yes, number seven. So this is a legislation that's basically out of the mind of a Fox News culture war viewer. You know, they Republicans here proved that they don't actually know what DEI even means.
Obviously,
but,
right.
But what they really did is, because hiring in any organization is typically based on qualifications. That's the and even in government, that where governments have implemented hiring practices to diversify their workforce, this is it's still, you have to be qualified to get the jobs. But you know, these Republicans here, they're in a DEI warrior mindset, and so they want to get rid of any workers who are black or brown, and anyone who's Asian, you name it. But you know what they kept in there? Political patronage and nepotism. So these county mayors and governors can still hire their brothers, cousins, and
Of course. What would Tennessee government be without that. Nepotism?
got to protect nepotism.
Okay. Number
so it's not
six.
Really about merit. Or qualifications, is it, if you're willing to protect necessary.
Exactly. Law number six, Human Rights Commission.
Yes, so the Republicans filed a bill to dismantle Tennessee's Human Rights Commission, and they put responsibility of civil rights enforcement under our Republican-appointed attorney general, who has a long track record of undermining civil rights. So now it's like written for comedy. It really is.
Exactly.
The guy who hates civil rights.
I think that says it all right there.
Seems very, very planned out.
Yeah, it is really exactly. Number five, law bans THCA.
Yes. So the law bans THCA, smokable hemp. This is going to kill Tennessee's $250 million hemp industry. It's going to drown it in the bathtub. It's and it also cuts off access for Tennesseans who are getting smokable hemp for medical conditions or chronic pain. You know, it's a terrible law. It's taking us backwards, way past the Stone Age. It's pretty incredible that we're going backwards while every other state in the nation is going forward on cannabis reform.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Number four, law opens wetlands to development.
This was a gift-wrapped present to big developers. So wetlands are Mother Nature's natural defense against flooding. And Tennessee knows a lot about flooding. And if you watch the news, you've seen a lot of flooding lately. Well, this bill basically removes all state protections for low and mid-grade wetlands, so developers can put businesses, can pave them, anything they want to do. It's going to increase flooding and pass the cost on to everyone else.
All right. Number three, and this is one of my personal unfavorites. We're going to be doing a special show on this very issue in just a couple of weeks. Interest rate caps.
Yes. So under state law, interest rates are capped on financial products to prevent people from going broke when they sign up for these financial products. So there are two bills. This is a tie. One lifts the interest rate cap on mortgages, and the other lifts the interest rate cap on personal loans called installment loans. So bottom line is Tennesseans are going to be paying more when they take out mortgages or when they take out loans for purchases like a new car or, you know, appliances or, you know, things right. like that. Anything that you'd want to finance is going to cost a lot more now thanks to the Republicans and the bankers who carry them around in their the bankers who carry the Republicans around in their pockets.
All right, Brendan, we got 2 minutes and we got two bills. Number two, mass deportation laws.
Yes, Tennesseans wanted our immigration reform. They wanted our immigration system fixed. But what Republicans are doing is mass deportation, separating families, throwing our economy into a meat grinder. We don't have enough workers right now, and Bill Lee is trying to help Trump deport the people, even residents, legal citizens. This is an unconstitutional overreach and abuse of power. Everyone should be absolutely floored by that legislation.
You know, a lot of talk of constitutional overreach in the world these days. And number one, the grand finale. Brendan, we'll leave this for you.
The grand finale. The GOP expands Governor Lee's failing private school voucher scam with a $1.1 billion price tag. We've already had a voucher scam operating in three counties for a couple of years, and the results have been terrible. What did Republicans do? They didn't shut it down. They're expanding it with $1 billion. And all of this is happening at a time when Tennessee public schools are funded 47th worst in the nation.
Well, at least we're not 50 anymore. 47th worst. All right.
47th.
All right, so to sum up, and I guess it's pretty hard to do, but to sum up, these do not seem like people-centered pieces of legislation.
No, these are all corporate grifts. These are lobbyist-backed bills. These are bills for the wealthy and well-connected. Voters wanted lawmakers to reduce costs and help families build a good life, and what they got was a Republican majority that is more focused on handouts to their wealthy friends, you know, like subsidizing private school tuition and gutting civil rights protections and handouts to big developers. You know, working and middle class families were the last thing on the minds of the Republicans who control this state.
There you go, and I think that sums it up pretty well. All right. Thank you, Brendan, for joining us. We certainly appreciate you dropping by and sharing all the wonderful news. Do nothing but cheer us all up over here.
Yeah. You know, everyone should stay off their roof for the rest of the hour. OK,
exactly. All right. Thanks, Brendan. Take care. And folks, we're going to pay a couple bills and we'll be right back with more of the Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
Do you have friends looking for a new apartment or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee?
Help them find their new home
at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House, and you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community just 30 minutes north of Nashville in the charming town of White House, near exit 108 of I-65. Small-town charm, but convenient to big city shopping, entertainment, and much more. So, if you know someone looking for that perfect apartment home, encourage them to schedule their tour today. And remind them, when they go, mention your name when they sign their lease, and that $250 Visa gift card will be headed your way. Everybody wins. They get that beautiful new apartment home, and you get your free Visa gift card. Find out more online by visiting livesagenorth.com or visiting in person at Sage North in beautiful and charming White House, just minutes from exit 108 of I-65 in White House.
Hello, Middle Tennessee. We are proud to introduce Artemis CPA, a 100% woman-owned certified public accounting firm that delivers financial freedom to business owners and individuals alike. Time is the most precious commodity we have, and Artemis CPA takes away the burden of your finances so that you can have more time to do all the things you love. Whether it's taxes, valuation, accounting, bookkeeping, or consulting, Artemis CPA handles it all. Their ability to work virtually also helps provide their clients with the best service. For more information and to schedule a consultation, give Artemis CPA a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on The Loyal Opposition.
When you're here, you're family. Some of the best Italian and American dining. Brickyard Cafe is located at 205 West Cedar Street in Franklin, Kentucky. Choose from spaghetti, chicken, steak, and pizza. Also, some of the best bread and homemade desserts to make your meal an experience to remember. Brickyard Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call 270-586-9080 for catering, weddings, business luncheons, and private parties. That's 270-586-9080. Look forward to seeing you soon.
CEMC wants to warn its members to be on alert for scams that are targeting utility customers. Scammers are using a variety of methods, including phone calls and emails, to solicit members' credit and debit card information. If you have any doubts about the legitimacy of any call, email, or visit from someone claiming to be from CEMC, contact CEMC directly at 1-800-987-2362. Being well informed can help you avoid becoming the next victim.
Back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I'm your host, Len Asante, here with Carolina Kelly co-hosting and Roger behind the board. And we've got a couple of guests in the studio here for the next segment. All right. We have got Kim Baker, who long-time friend of mine. We've known each other, 10+ years?
I think so.
I think so, right? Kim Baker, who is the CEO of the Gallatin Area Chamber of Commerce. And sitting to her left is a friend of even longer known.
We don't need to put dates on it, Len. We don't need to add years to this conversation. A long time.
A long time friend. I've known Anna via McLeod very many years. And both are wonderful people. Both are very involved in their community, in their business communities, and have, I think, set a pretty high bar for those who will follow them. So we're going to talk to them today about various things. And Caroline is listening in off to the right here. And I think this is for you, Carolina, as much as anybody else out there, because the next generation coming up, I think, needs to listen to and learn from the wisdom of the generations beforehand. And these two remarkable, still young women have a lot to offer. So we're going to start with Anna Via McLeod. Well, the last time I talked to you, you had a different name.
I did.
And you had a different number of members of your family.
I did. So it's been last year my husband and I got married. My maiden name is McLean, and my married name is McLeod.
So not too much of an adjustment.
Whole letters difference. Still all of the nightmare of the administrative, you know, like updates and filings. Doesn't matter how many letters you're changing. And I was two, and now we are like two and a half.
Two and a half.
Like, second trimester expecting
When did you do that?
In December.
December. Yep. Okay, Christmas time.
Christmas baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Christmas baby.
Do we know the...
It's a little girl.
It's a little girl.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We're very excited.
Kind of following mom's footsteps.
You'll appreciate this. She is, because Christmas time is the slowest time of year for my marketing agency.
Sure.
And we also take those 2 weeks off. So she is already very operationally efficient, just like her mom. I love it. I'm like, yes, thank you for checking the calendar to make that happen.
My daughter was the same. June, summer is typically, knock on wood, the slowest time for us at the chamber. And so when I found out and that was her due date, I was like, this is perfect.
It's amazing. So, yeah. Thank you for making it easy.
Yes.
Wow, you guys are even planning out pregnancies and all this. Gosh. Okay, I think we'll not go into that in any more detail.
Solid choice.
I was thinking that recently that, there's a lot of people I look up to in the world, and I look up to both of you for different reasons, your community service and your energy and your drive for success, I think, are some of the reasons. Anna Villa, you just won the let's talk about your award. You just won the 2025 Nashpreneur of the Year Award, and I guess we probably need a little bit of explanation about what exactly that is and what did you deserve it.
That's a really great question. Thank you. So the Nashville Chamber of Commerce, which I live in East Nashville, so we're a member, and my business functions out of, so we're a member of the Nashville Chamber of Commerce. Every year they honor a Nashpreneur of the Year. It is an entrepreneur that is very tied into the community, does a lot of give back into the small business and entrepreneurial community of Nashville. And so they specifically cited my work with the chamber and a lot of the education and programming that I help them with, and SCORE Nashville. So for those of you who aren't familiar with SCORE, it's a national organization of volunteer mentors. I've been a volunteer mentor for about 8 or 9 years now. And in the last several years, I've also picked up, in addition to workshops and mentoring, I also host their television show and their podcast. And so similarly, I like to bring a lot of the resources and experience shares of leadership directly to small business owners. And so, yeah, lots of community involvement with entrepreneurs and businesses.
So the award recognizes both your acumen as a small business owner as well as your helping others.
It does. It does. So, okay. Yeah.
Tell us about Piccolo.
Yeah, so Piccolo Solutions is a company that I founded 11 years ago. Len, I know you know this story well, but for the listeners, I was coming out of the hospitality industry, restaurants and private club management. And unfortunately, being a young woman in that industry is really tough. So I'd gotten to the point where after about 8 or 9 years in that industry, I was clinically depressed and having panic attacks and chronic anxiety. And so it was really bleak. It was like me in a spare bedroom, like crying, eating out of a jar of peanut butter, applying for jobs on Monster.com.
Oh my
Do you guys
gosh.
Remember Monster.com? Carolina.
I looked over
at her and I'm like, she has no idea what Monster.com is. So it's like Indeed, but like the original version. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't great. And I was networking still to try to find a job. And a lot of small business owners started to approach me and say, I know that you know marketing. I need a little bit of help. Can you help me? And I realized at least 11 years ago, a lot fewer resources for small business owners around fractional marketing support and services. And so I kind of said, well, I'm going to try this. And still in my head, I'm going to do this as a side hustle freelancer until I get a real job. And then within the first 6 months, I had 17 retainer clients. And I said, oh,
wow.
That's the real job. That is the real job.
That's great.
And so over 11 years, we've built up our client base. We've built up the team. I've hosted over 50 interns during that time. It's crazy. But now we have a pretty strong foothold in being a go-to resource for small businesses in Nashville.
Excellent. Kim, similar situation in Gallatin in terms of that need for help with small businesses? What do we think?
Absolutely. And so, it's funny that your timeline, when I came to be at the chamber, it was about, I think, 12 years ago, and I was in a similar position. I graduated college in the middle of a recession. trying to find a job. We didn't have internet at the house because we couldn't afford it. We were both like in school, finishing school. So I would take my stepson, who was like 4 or 5 at that time, and we would go to Chick-fil-A because they had free Wi-Fi in Carolina that wasn't offered everywhere back then.
And waffle fries.
He could play and I would just plug away and send off my resume. And so I would do that. And it's funny because when I came to the chamber, it was a really part-time role. And then it evolved. And now we're here where we are. But even then, and it's funny that you say that, because the needs that businesses had 10, 15 years ago are the same as what they have now. The resources just didn't exist as much. So back then, we were serving as that marketing consultant. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, yeah, like we'll help you make a video or a social media post. And I'm so thankful now that we have marketing companies like you in our chamber that are able to come alongside our small businesses and walk with them, develop plans and content to help them get the word out about what they do. And because we can't effectively get the word out unless they have collateral and content, a website to lead people to. Yeah. So,
and so much of that too is fractional support. I don't know that I heard the word fractional when I started the agency 10, 11 years ago. Now, in the last 2 to 4 years, like post-pandemic, so many people that I know are doing fractional work. So some of it's marketing, but then it's like you can get a fractional COO, you can get a fractional legal team, a fractional HR team, like everything that you need in business.
Does a fractional COO work 10 hours a week for one company, 10 hours a week for another company, and and so on? And
that's how it works. Yeah, I mean, in most situations, they're either like sometimes they're 1099. Sometimes they're just an outside company that they invoice you and they come alongside you and they have different clients, just like you would have. I mean, I think back then the only thing we really saw was like an accountant, right? Like you get an accountant, but now you can get it for all kinds of things. I mean, we utilize a marketing agency at the chamber and she helps me with strategy. She comes alongside me and takes my big vision and says, okay, this is actually what would work, Kim. Like, let me reel you back in.
Phase one.
Right. Yeah. And so, and just like my COO has an accountant that work and a bookkeeper that works with her throughout the year. It's the same kind of thing, but there is like HR. I mean, we have companies that do that now, and it's so important because so many businesses, when they're getting started, think that they have to have all the tools in the box, and that often hinders them from starting, or they feel like a failure, and that's not good either. And so this allows them to be able to build a team that they don't necessarily have to put on the payroll.
Well, you get for just the amount of time you need. Like, I don't need a full-time in-house lawyer.
Right.
But I needed a lawyer right away. And so to go to somebody and be like, I need you for like a couple hours a month to help with a contract or a review. Okay, great. Like, let me put you on a small retainer or pay you project to project. And that was a game changer for growing my business.
Wow. Do most small businesses around Nashville know that this is something that's here?
I sure hope so. If not, this is something that's here, and go to your chamber and ask.
Yeah.
They are a directory of people that can help you in these fractional capacities. Yeah.
Chamber membership seems important for these reasons. I mean, I know the Gallatin Chamber has grown, well, I would almost say exponentially, I guess, in the years I've been affiliated.
I think since you were around, we've
more than doubled, right?
The past decade.
And I would assume there's growth in Nashville as well, because just Nashville's growing, right? But I can't imagine that every small business out there, everyone who just formed an LLC, is a member of the chamber, and they probably don't know about these resources.
Right.
Which is why we're here talking about them. That's why we're here talking about them. You know, I've got the same problem. The Loyal Opposition is owned by a small company, TLO Media, and TLO Media is afraid to spend or earn any money because we're afraid we might have to, you know, do taxes.
Yeah. Taxes suck. Yeah, no, it's the least favorite part of my year, for sure, for sure.
And we definitely don't want to do taxes. Okay, so Kim, getting back to Gallatin, we have seen some, I don't want to call it controversy, but I think we've seen some misunderstandings in the community about what exactly a Chamber of Commerce does and what a Chamber of Commerce does not do. I was hoping you might be able to talk a little bit about that.
Oh, I can. So, I mean, there are a lot of misconceptions, and this isn't unique to Gallatin. This is unique to across the nation. Gotcha. What does a chamber do? What should they do? And I always say, if you've seen one chamber, then you've seen one chamber. Because while we should all, I mean, you have. I mean, because while we should all do some of the same things, we all do them very different. And this is a great example of the Nashville Chamber. Like, the resources that you get from the Nashville Chamber are a lot different than us, because they are essentially a regional chamber. They exist for different purposes. They have lobbyists on staff. We're a community-focused chamber. And in Sumner County, there's actually 6 chambers. And so we're right down the street from the one here in Portland.
They moved that way.
Mm-hmm. But and that's an interesting dynamic, to be in a county that has 6 chambers, because how do we get people to join, and how do we advocate for our chamber and then our businesses? And my word of advice is always to join the chamber that's in your own backyard. And then if you want to expand your reach and your network, then you join one in another community. Anywhere you want to do business or think you should do business, join that chamber. Right. So when you're ready to do business,
thank you.
Yeah. Let me know.
If it hadn't taken me an hour and 45 minutes to get here, right? I would love to join your chamber.
Yeah. And that's just it.
The biggest detriment to this radio show, folks, is Nashville traffic.
Traffic. I made it. Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people think that we are, I guess, a part of the establishment, you know, and that we're working directly with the government or the city or the county, and that we're getting this mail order catalog. And I'll use a Girl Scout cookie order form reference, because I'm a Girl Scout leader, but like that we're getting this form every month that's like, ooh, I'll take 3 new mattress stores and a few more cash advance stores, and let's get 5 more Mexican restaurants while we're at
it. Right, because we don't have enough Mexican
car washes. We definitely want to order some of those. And so that's just not exactly how it goes. Like, in economic development, we don't get to pick what comes here. Now, there are conversations we get to have, sometimes behind closed doors, because that's just part of the process when we recruit large companies here. Not everybody gets to know about it until it's a done deal. Other things, a lot of folks think we are often political organizations. We're not. We're essentially like apolitical. Like, we're kind of in the middle. Like, we're just here to support businesses. I always say that our members' money is not red or green or red or blue. It's green.
It's green.
And we take it.
We take it all.
We take it. And so that's important, especially when folks are familiar with other chambers that have lobbyists, or they've seen the U.S. chamber who gets behind highly political like topics.
Right. They endorse candidates.
They get money. That's not something we do at the Gallatin Chamber at the current time. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. And then a lot of folks also think that we're like a social club. We're not. It's a great place to network and find connections, but that's not all of what we do. And folks often think that we are a nonprofit, like a charity, where we can intercept different things. And we provide resources, and we do have a 501c3 component that helps fund innovative enhancement projects, primarily with our schools. But we are a membership organization, and we exist to serve our members, not special interest group, not necessarily community members. Mm-hmm. Those that pay their dues get support and resources from us. So.
All right, thanks. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, more with Kim Baker and Anna Via McLeod here on the Loyal Opposition on WQKR. WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Do you have friends looking for a new apartment, or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee? Help them find their new home at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House, and you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community. Just
we'll be right back. Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
WQKR plays the music you grew up with.
And a good oldie song come on, or like an R&B song, I'll turn it up and I'll sing with the kids, and the kids I'll do the background, and I'll roll down my window and maybe make a funny face at somebody.
Great rock and roll and pop hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fun to listen to. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's the old school stuff that I like.
WQKR.
The stuff that you grew up with.
Shot!
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition. I'm your host, Len Asante. This is WQKR in Portland. It is 5:38 p.m., mostly cloudy Wednesday afternoon here. We're speaking with Ana Villa and with Kim. And Carolina's got a question for both.
Yes, Ana Villa and Kim. Okay, so can you let me know what your secret sauce to success is?
Do you want me to take that one, or you want to go?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I want to hear both of
the answers. Yeah. Carolina, I want you to look me in the eyes when I tell you this.
Okay,
you ready?
Yes.
There is not one. There is no... In my personal experience, I kept looking for the secret formula, the key, the recipe, the, like, what is the secret... I can't find one. Mm-hmm. And even now, I have other small business owners come to me, especially in the marketing space, and they're looking for... that secret formula. They think that there's something, that one thing that they're missing that's keeping them from like going viral or being super busy and successful. And I'm like, I don't have it either. Like, it's just, and I hate, it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of failure, and it's a lot of getting up and trying again, and it's a lot of pivoting. Oh my God, the number of times I've pivoted in my business. Like, it's just...
Yes, Piccolo did not start off this way at all.
No, as you heard me mention, me in a spare bedroom, like freelancing with some peanut butter. So like now, people see that. They see the like my, you know, chapter 20, and they're at chapter 1, and they go, oh my gosh, there must have been some secret formula or key to success. It's not. You got to slug through all of the chapters and all of the work and all of the, again, you know, the perseverance and the failures and things like that. And even now, I mean, I shared this at the Nashpreneur Conference when I accepted the award. Like, last year was really hard for small businesses. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I don't know any small business owner in my network that was like, I killed it in 2024.
Really?
Most of them were like, this is one of the hardest years we've had.
And that's nationwide. I mean, it's even like, and you got to think, Tennessee's way ahead as far as how our businesses or their ability to survive and bounce back. But I mean, nationwide, I mean, there's a lot of businesses that shuttered during 24.
Yeah. And I had to lay people off at the end of last year, which I always hate, makes me physically sick, but I had to do it. I had to look at the business and go, if I don't make this move, I could lose the whole business. And then no one has a job. Mm-hmm. That just happened in Q4 of 2024. And then I just won an award for being the Nashpreneur of the Year. And there's some imposter syndrome there about, like, is this real? Like, are you giving me this award? And literally, and the chamber, the people at the chamber, they knew that. They're friends of mine. They helped support me through that. And they're like, that's part of it. That's part of the journey. That's part of what it's about. It doesn't make you a permanent failure unless you just stop. So I'd love to tell you that if you take this class or you meet this person or you get this certification, that whatever, that it's going to be it. And it's just, it's so different for everyone.
I don't know if you feel the same way. Perseverance and working hard.
Yeah. And just I mean, don't be afraid of failure, because I've done 8,000 things that were just not right. And I go, well, now I know that that wasn't the right path. Let's try a different one.
Yeah. And I think going into anything, like for us, for what we do at the Chamber, you know, program development, events, recruitment, retention, realizing that, like, on the front end, going in and saying, you know, I might fail. Like, this mm-hmm. is this, and being mentally prepared to say, okay, if I fail, this is what's going to happen. Like, okay, I might have to cut an employee, or I might have to lay somebody off, mm-hmm. or, you know, we might have to do something else crazy. But with the understanding that your goal is to succeed. And mm-hmm. so being willing and willing and open yeah. to failure, because so many
vulnerable
times,
is the word yes. that comes to mind. Yeah. Yes. You have to be vulnerable enough yeah. to put yourself out there and go, I'm going to try.
Right. I think for me too, authenticity is mm-hmm. really important, and just letting, like, truly being yourself in every environment. Like, just, this is who I am. Like, you always get the same version of Kim. Like, I might look a little better on some days, but, like, this is who I am. And one thing, when I interviewed for this position, like the position I'm in, somebody, it's actually Charles Alexander with the TSBDC, which is the Tennessee Small Business Development Center. We're fortunate to have 10 different locations in the state of Tennessee, and one of them is in Gallatin. And so, and
on
one
the
of them,
campus of
yes, one
Volunteer
of them on campus.
State
another
Council.
One is on the campus in, close to the campus. It's in the chamber in Murfreesboro. Near where you're going to go.
Yeah.
But he asked me the question, hey, Kim, if you get this role, how will you demonstrate grace under fire? Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, hearing those words and, like, thinking on it, and then I was able to respond. But that question comes up in my head so many times when I'm, you know, under attack on social media, or if we're in the middle of a crazy event, or things feel like they're going wrong, or my employee quits, like in the middle of, like, a busy season, you know. And it takes me back to when I was waiting tables and in the service mm-hmm. industry for a long time. I remember I had a trainer say, hey, don't ever let your guests know how you feel. And I was like, hey, don't let them see it. Mm. And that stuck with me, and I've carried that through. So, you know, sometimes, like, you know, the fake it until you make it. I mean, there is some truth to that. Just letting people, not faking it, but being able to be authentic, but being confident in your decisions. And I think that's really been helpful for me.
The number of things that I sold at the beginning of my company that I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to make that happen. Like, it was just like, what do you need? Yeah, we could totally do that. And then I would go, like, hang up and immediately start messaging everyone I know and go, who knows how to do this thing? Because I'm about to hire you to do it.
Well, and I think that's part of it too, realizing that you don't have to have all the answers.
Yeah.
And how do you get things done? You build a really great team. I mean, and that's, I'm really fortunate. It sounds like you are too, to have been surrounded by people that, if I don't know things or I'm not strong in a certain area, they are. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes a great team. And that's how you get
stuff done. It seems like flexibility is kind of important too, because obviously you've pivoted what Piclo has been focused on over the years.
Oh, multiple times. Right? But I just want to, and kind of like to what you're saying about flexibility, there's also, Kim, to what you were saying, like, part of my success has been knowing who I am and knowing who I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I was in the hospitality, I was, you know, waiting tables, and then I was in private country clubs. And when I was about 27, I was not well liked in my workplace. I was in middle management. And so the people above me kind of tended to overstep. They tended to, you know, expect too much. They tended to, you know, you do all of this work and we'll take most of the credit, and no, there's not room for raises and that kind of thing. But then they would turn around and go tell all of the people under you to do X, Y, and Z. And all of those people didn't like me, because they're like, those things don't make any sense. And why are you? And I'm having to, it wasn't authentic. I wasn't being an authentic leader. I was in the middle of these two sort of, you know, conflicting sides. And at that time, I didn't understand why no one liked me, because I was trying to be something different for everybody. And I did a DISC profile.
I've done that before.
Yeah. And so, like, there's lots of them, right? DISC is one, Myers-Briggs, the Enneagram, StrengthsFinders. I have done all of them, and I've done them multiple times. I love them, because when I read my report, it was like, hey, you're a bulldozer. And when I tell you, I cried in my office for 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm not that person, and I don't want to be mean to people. And it was like, no, like, you're running people over, because the way my brain works and the way I communicate is different than other people. Mm-hmm. So to your point about having a great team and your point about flexibility, I know who I am and I know what I excel at, and I hire people and I network with people and I chamber with people and I find people that complement or fill in my skill gap, right, or my weaknesses. So it's like, I don't want to sit at a computer all day and check things off list quietly by myself. I want to be at the networking event, which means I have to go hire and find those people. So like, the better I know myself and the more authentic I am, and I'm flexible, hey, I can do some things, but right, I don't need to be the person who's managing my own accounting. It's mm-hmm. a terrible use of my time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, Lynn knows Zena, who's my COO, and she's Zena been at the rocks. Chamber. I think she's been there like 18 years. We have very different personality types. We're both only children, so that's an interesting dynamic, right? And it's like, oh. But I've always said, in fact, when I got the job, I asked her, I said, hey, I said, how often do you want me to get in QuickBooks? And she looked at me and she's like, never. Yeah. I was like, done. I was like, I am fully trained on how to use it, but I won't ever log in. Yeah. And I made yeah. that agreement with her. And I checked the financials. She manages them. But I always say that she's like my chamber cat and I'm like the chamber dog. She likes to sit around in the office, stay behind, like hide mm-hmm. sometimes, like knock things over on occasion. And I like to get out and sniff around, lick on people Meet sometimes. People, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I want to go explore.
That's, and that's a pretty good analogy.
It's a good analogy, works, but that's how works. We've coexisted. And that's why she's been at the chamber as long as she has. Mm-hmm.
Plus, she knows everyone in Gallatin and everyone who's ever been in Gallatin. That's a valuable skill for a chamber person. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break right now. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more with Kim and Anavia. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR Portland. WQKR.
For convenience and cost efficiency, a gas-heated home is your natural choice. With natural gas provided by Portland Natural Gas. When you have natural gas in your home, you can have savings in your bank account. Natural gas is the most efficient energy source and can save you up to hundreds of dollars a year compared to other fuels. So for the energy cost you can live with, make the natural choice. Natural gas from Portland Natural Gas. For more information, call 325-6776.
The Portland Sun is our local hometown newspaper where we can find out all the news about our friends, neighbors, businesses, schools, churches, and everything going on in our area. Every week, the latest issue of the Sun is full of the news we want and need, and it's only $20 a year for a subscription to get it mailed directly to your home. The Portland Sun, our hometown newspaper. For a subscription, call 615-384-6212 or go to theportlandsun.com online and click on the word subscribe. Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's Pizza, 3 for $13.99. Fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot, barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Volunteer State Bank is now Volunteer Bank. We're proud to introduce a new look for a name you've trusted for 48 years. This change reflects our deep roots in Middle Tennessee and our commitment to the place that we call home. It's how we're evolving to better serve you while staying true to the values that built us. Whatever your next step may be, we volunteer to help you take it. Volunteer Bank, the home state advantage. Learn more at volunteer.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everyone.
You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR in Portland. Roger behind the board, co-hosted by Carolina Kelly, and of course I am Len Asante. And we are almost out of time with our guests today, but I wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess we could call it continuing education. Continuing education. Do you guys read management books, how to learn new skills? You know, what do you do to kind of keep hip and trendy and current?
Either way. Yeah, go ahead. So I do read. One of my girlfriends, she reads like all those racy, like basically, I guess I can say this, they're like, you know, like the word porn. Like
very smut.
Yeah.
Smut. Yeah, you can say
smut.
They're great.
Yeah.
Okay. They're very, yeah.
I haven't ever read any, but she's like, she's like, you're over there reading your self-help books. I'm like, they're business books. Right. And I'm like, you're reading like porn. And so it's real funny. But so I do read. I'm real bad about finishing a book because I'll get squirrely or I'll get a great idea from one and then I'll go research more. But,
right. Sure.
Heidi on the disc.
I read a lot. A lot of articles. I nerd out with chamber and leadership things. So I read a lot of that.
Any book that stands out that you might recommend to our vast listening audience?
Oh man,
something that you might have read recently.
Yeah, there's several. Like the one that I pick up. This is super nerdy, and it wouldn't be. It actually would be exciting for some people. You might like it. It's called The Magicians of Main Street. It's about chambers through history, like internationally, what chambers have done. It's a really good book, and so it has a lot of history, but then it has like data that supports that. And then you know, Start with Why is always one of my favorites, and then The Fred Factor, which is like I feel like an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Yeah,
such a good one, and it's about a mailman. Fred was a mailman, and so those are good ones that I think. If you're not into reading or you haven't read anything that's like empowering you as a leader, those are some really good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So same thing. I actually, I joke that I prefer audiobooks when I'm doing like business or like self-improvement books because I listen to them when I run and then it distracts me from the pain of running. So I could like be thinking about that instead of the running. But yeah, I do audiobooks, but honestly, I think that I get the most continuing education from two sources. One is going to be community programming. Mm-hmm. So things like the chamber, you know, networking groups, professional organizations, they host things that are hyper-specific. And we were just talking about this before the show started, where I have my associate's degree from Volunteer State, but I never went and got my bachelor's degree.
Right.
And so, you know, I could go back and get that, but the way that I see it is that I'd like to take something selective towards a topic that I really like right now, AI.
Sure.
Like there's a lot of programming happening there. And so for me, a lunch and learn or a 2-hour event, not only am I networking, but I also get that custom. And then the other thing is mentorship. And this is probably where I've gotten the most value continuing education and professional development is finding mentors either in a specific lane or area or general business, somebody who's done what I want to do and saying, I would like you to mentor me. And some of those I've paid for, some of them have just been good friends, but like that really has been a game changer.
How do you find those people?
Mine have come organically because I don't feel like you can, because I get asked sometimes,
so
like,
go to mentor.com and type in Nashville marketing.
I mean, you probably could, but like the way that I found mine is through genuine connection. I'm at an event. Yeah. I feel something like connected. Like I like your personality. I see that you've done the things that I want to do, which is important. It's not just somebody is on mentor.com listing. Like I have a mentor that that grew a marketing agency from scratch, sold it for millions of dollars, and now trains other marketing agency owners. That's the person I want to show me
how to grow
them.
Like you have to want to spend time with them too when you think about mentorship.
Sure.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you literally are in the same room with them. You need to enjoy their company at least, right? You know. Tolerate their presence.
Right. Well, and I mean, more than that, it's like tolerate your presence is one thing, but like you have to have somebody that's like, I see where you are, I know where you're going, and they're willing
to
kind of
get it.
They have to get it. And kind of like be able to work with you. So I've got, you know, different ones. I have the agency owner. I have one that coaches my team. So she coaches me to work with my team.
Right.
So she's like a leadership coach. Like there's just different things that I've needed throughout, you know, 20-year career. But like mentorship has been a big impactor.
Right. What advice would you give to young women who are wanting to go into the entrepreneur or business realm?
I think, I mean, what you just said is so perfect. Find people that
you admire their work, their work ethic, like what they're doing. Find some people that are in a similar concept, and learn from them. And you said all the things I should have said about the chamber, so thank you. But I mean, really do
join the chamber.
Yeah, join the chamber. Yeah. Okay. I mean, get plugged in and start attending stuff. And that's a misconception. A lot of people think you have to be an established or successful business or a professional to get involved in any of these programs, mm-hmm. and you don't. Like, students are welcome at chambers. We love it when students come because it's our opportunity to foster the next gen of mm-hmm. entrepreneurs and business owners and business leaders. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great place to find connections, and who knows, you might get hired in the process until you get started.
Well, yeah. And I know the Gallatin Chamber has, over the years, has had interns, part-time employees, and full-time employees that started out as high school students or college students. Wow. Working part-time or doing some internship hours, and now they're on staff.
We actually have one who started with us as a senior in high school, stayed with us through his first year of college, worked that summer, went on to work at the Knoxville Chamber, and then just approached me right before graduation and was like, hey, I think I want to move back, and I think I might want to work here. And I was like, that is amazing. I was like, let's sign you up. So he just started full-time about a month ago. And so that is, for us, like, as employers, that is what we want. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing better than having somebody that you can pour into and then watch you go spread your wings and then eventually come back and make an impact in your own community where you call home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's all about making that positive impact, isn't it? Okay, quick, rapid fire, ladies. Mm. One thing you look for when you're evaluating talent, hiring someone new.
I mean, I'll call it soft skills, but we also call it like leaning in. So I can teach somebody marketing skills, like especially newer generation, like, you know how to post on social media. I can teach you how to make an email blast. Like, that's not hard. Like, I'm looking for someone who's actually passionate about the work, not just trying to get a job, no offense, because we want people long term, and we want them to care about it. And so a lot of that is just like, do you have the soft skills to work well on a team? To talk to clients. You don't have to know everything yet, but can you lean in and want to learn and grow and be motivated to be successful?
For me, it's how they treat people. So I do this trick when I hire. Oftentimes, I'll have their first interview offsite at a coffee shop. I want to see how they treat the barista, how they order. Sometimes, you know, see if they're, you know, if they tip and like what they do with their trash and all of that. And then the second interview, I oftentimes have them at the office. I disappear and the staff has to let them know I'm running late. So the staff interviews them. And so I plan it so all the staff is there. So again, it's just how they treat people, see if they're going to work well with Nike. Super sneaky.
Very
you should
sneaky.
Try it.
It's now really everyone fun. Applying
He's
for the chamber knows
down.
What the deal is. Sure, she's running late. Okay.
All right, folks, we are just about out of time. Next week on the show, we've got a real interesting show. Fire departments have been a big story in Sumner County recently, and we're going to have Steve Ryan from the Hendersonville Fire Department. We're going to have Matt Elliott from the Hendersonville Fire Department. Actually, one of them is from the new Shackle Island Volunteer Fire Department. Sorry about that. And we're going to be speaking with Wyatt Basso from the Civilian Civics Corps about what that interesting new program is. So, folks, until next time, thank you for joining us on The Loyal Opposition. For Roger Behind the Board, for Carolina, for our guests Kim and V, I am Lynn Asante, your host. See you next week.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
And now, here's Portland's news, brought to you by the Farmers Banks.
The Allen County Sheriff's Office has alleged a man brought drugs into jail after being on the run. On Sunday, July 6th, sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle for traffic violations. They say they determined the driver, 44-year-old Philip Windham of Scottsville, had active arrest warrants from multiple counties. He was arrested and lodged in the Allen County Detention Center. A short time later,
Deputies say they were notified by jail staff that they had located narcotics brought into the jail by Windham. Officials say the evidence was collected and Windham was criminally charged. Among his charges are first-degree promoting contraband, first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance, drug paraphernalia buying and possessing, and tampering with physical evidence. He's being held now in jail on a $1,200 cash bond. Two people are facing drug charges following a traffic stop in Allen County. On Thursday, the Scottsville Police Department says it conducted a traffic stop around 8:30 a.m. on East Main Street for a traffic-related offense. Police say the driver was identified as 59-year-old Troy Hewitt of Red Boiling Springs. Through investigation, authorities say they discovered Hewitt possessed methamphetamine. He was arrested along with a passenger, 52-year-old Christina Brauner of Scottsville. Brauner faces charges of first-degree possession of a controlled substance, meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hewitt is charged with failure to maintain security, insurance, having no registration plates, no registration, receipt, and first-degree possession of a controlled substance, meth.